Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Oracle's Readings by Omi Inca 7 and Tribe. I'd like to welcome you today and say that we had a little detour. Our special feature normally for this particular session for honoring Bob with Jackson was going to be scheduled to be on Shoe Talk. And for the announcement, we have switched it over to Blog Talk because of a complicated area that we found ourselves in. Little difficult to go on the air because of the fact that that particular site was down. So for those of you listeners that are out there, we are not on Shoe Talk today. There are some complications, and we are on Blog Talk doing the special feature in honoring Bob DeWiff Jackson. And why are we honoring Bob DeWiff Jackson? And who is Bob DeWiff? Jackson is an honorable person that we'd like to bring to you today. And in honor of Bob DeWitt Jackson, we are featuring him on our show today. Bob DeWitt Jackson is from Indianapolis, Indiana, by way of Frankfurt, Germany. He was the founder of the Soulful Gospel Group out of Hanau or Frankfurt, Germany. Bob DeWitt Jackson recruited many women and men from around the globe, over in Kenya, Africa, and various different places in Europe. And he formalized the group, and the group was named the Soulful Jackson Singers. Bob started out recruiting African Americans, and he went on to recruit some of the Africans from around the globe. And doing so, his effort was to put together a conglomerate of men and women with a soulful blend. And while overseas in Germany, he met with so much success in bringing a number of different singers in that came in through the military, like myself. I was recruited in 1997. I can't forget that day when I was in the process of enrolling to take on an adjunct job, and I was convinced that it would be far better to go on the road and sing with him. And boy, was he right. When I made that decision to go on the road to be with him and to sing, it was a decision that would be a lasting effect upon my life. As a matter of fact, I was given a lifetime contract from Bob DeWitt Jackson to actually go on tour and sing with the Jackson Singers. As long as I stayed overseas, then I would receive royalties. Now, doing that venture for myself, it made all the difference in the world for my family and I, because they got to travel with me. I wasn't there when they went behind the walls, when the Berlin walls came down. Yes, the Jackson Singers were the first to integrate and bring their musical ensemble behind the walls. So they made history that day, I was told. And Bob was responsible for bringing them behind the walls to unite various different races of people, the Jewish as well as the Germans. And from then on, we began to travel behind the walls. I did get a chance to go to the west side of Germany and travel behind the walls, but boy, was I afraid that we weren't going to get out of there. And that was to show that the Jackson Singers had the ability to bridge, races of people, conflicts, because Germany was a very conflictual country that had a lot of problems, and that military soldiers, if they didn't know the history behind Germany, sometimes they would not even believe that they had the bunkers and that some of us were living on the bunkers. It was a great time in Germany where they had no churches and they didn't attend church because they were avoiding the taxes. So we became their church. And Bob got all kinds of jobs for us, doing ensembles for bar mitzvahs, for weddings, you name it. We were always booked solid on Friday through Saturday. So that allowed me to travel and leave my job on Friday and work 10 hours from Monday through Thursday. And this gig I carried was a moonlight job, and it paid very well to go on stage and to perform. I never dreamed that I would be a star. And believe it or not, I was a star, and we were on billboards throughout the city, and you could find us listed at the best hotels, motels, and Holiday Inns because we were performing it. And there were many women, myself and one other lady, who had her husband that would travel with her, and my husband and family traveled with me as we went abroad to different places. Our first outstanding place just like Bandstand, was when we did a performance for Princess Diana with Joan Faulkner leading the caravan and LaVouche, and we backed them up. And you can go out on the Facebook and you can actually access that particular videotape. Now, let me take a look here and see if we have any guests in the room here. We want to make sure our guests get properly attended to. You can call in to our phone line, and that is 646-478-0270. And we're talking about honoring Bob DeWitt Jackson, or shall I say Robert Bob DeWitt Jackson, affectionately known as Bob. Bob is from Indianapolis, Indiana, by way of Frankfurt, Germany. Bob had influenced a lot of lives all over the continent, and I would like to talk about a few of those people's lives he influenced. Now, I know that there were three women at least from the States that participated in the Jackson Singers, and some from Africa as well, Kenya, Africa. While we were on the road touring, one of our members expired and made his transition. And we were on the road. And I can say being on the road is very rugged, and you need to have your health in order before traveling. Unfortunately, this brother became ill while on the road. And as we were on our way and touring, he became ill. And we had to detour our tour and go back and bury this dear brother. And some people think that being on the road, flying in the airplanes and getting on and off buses and jets, they think it's glamorous, but it can be very, very difficult on a person and take its toll upon you. Now, Bob had a lot of character. He stood for a lot of Iwapelu, good character and good conduct. His wife played a great part in our management. We didn't have to do anything. We didn't have to set up our Rolodex. We didn't have to call around to see if people wanted us to perform. All we had to do was show up every week to practice and show up for our gigs, and especially showing up to get paid. And Bob found you to give you your royalties. You didn't have to hunt him down. And they always came at an opportune time when you needed the money the most. He was a father image to most of the people, and he was a historian. He enjoyed music and history. He was a history buff, and I had the fortune of going to lunch with him on Fridays to our soul food meal, and there he would be able to talk about history and philosophy, and he philosophized about everything. And we miss Bob dearly because he was young at heart. Even though he was much older than us, he always appeared to be our buddy and someone we can go and talk to. He adopted our children, wanted our children to be his. He did not have any children at the time I knew him. Now, what I can say is that Bob opened us up to Europe. He introduced us to Europe, and this was during a time when immigration wasn't fashionable, but he made sure that he talked to people about us and about the fact that we were professionals. He liked the fact that I was a teacher and that I was one of the few that had interest in it. He always was showing me off, and I had to tell him to tone it down. But nevertheless, he believed in education, and he was a professor. And while overseas in Germany, I imagined that he was a philosopher, and he taught philosophy, and he taught languages. Bob was very fluent in the actual language of German, and I'm sure he's fluent in many others as well. Bob wanted us to be a part of that society. He didn't believe in racism, and he integrated very well with the Germans. And they loved Bob, and they miss him quite a bit because he made all the difference in the world for our entertainment. Whenever we had the spring concerts or winter fest, he made sure that we were right there in that number. I was quickly being known in the music industry rather rapidly, and I had to be able to pick up and be able to get ready and go. So I had explained to my boss that I had this contract that I had to fly out and had to be there on Friday. So we arranged for me to work 10-hour shifts from Monday through Thursday so I could have my Fridays free. Now, why am I honoring Bob DeWitt Jackson? Bob has family here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'm sure they want to know what his life was like while abroad. I had one of his nephews come to me and email me and ask me about Bob's experience overseas and how we should get together and do something. Well, this is what this effort is all about, getting together to talk about Bob DeWitt Jackson, and then later we are going to finish that up or wrap it up with a performance or with a program so that those who are here in the city of Indianapolis can hear from those of us who are abroad with Bob. Now, it isn't enough to have Michael Jackson be in the same city with you, and then every other state honors him and throw a great party for him, and then we just wait once a year when his birthday comes around and throw a party. I think that it's very vital that we should understand that Michael Jackson belonged to us, and we never had a chance to make Michael Jackson our soulmate. And we did around the world, and we let him slip through our fingers, and he perished before we could really get to know him ourselves. Now, I had a chance to spend valuable time with Bob, and Bob became my friend, one of my best friends. And whenever our family went through a crisis, he was right there with us. And whenever our children need him, he was also there to babysit them and to give them role models and to also influence them. So I'm honoring Robert DeWitt Jackson today for the great thing he did for me. He prevented me from going into the university to apply for a teaching job and made my life a lot more interesting by inviting me to be a part of his great establishment called the Soulful Jackson Singers. Yes, he recruited many Soulful Jackson Singers. I was just one of them. But I am honored because at any given time when I would come to listen to them perform after I had went on to do the One Woman Show, he would always invite me on stage to perform with them. And somehow the songs would come back to you and you would fall right into place. And even though you didn't have the glimmering, shiny uniform on, you could fit right back into place. And I want to honor Bob's family, the family he might still have in Germany, and especially his family here in Indianapolis, Indiana. If they are listening to this recording, I want them to know that I definitely want to make contact with them so that we can do better than this, better than just giving a radio segment, but hosting something that will be greater by bringing other genres together so that we can perform a show in honor of our dear brother, Robert DeWitt Jackson, who is still present with us today. I can feel his spirit here with us. One of the things I like to say to his nephew, nephew, you are on my friends list for Bob DeWitt Jackson. You have the same name. So I like to say to you personally, please do get in contact with me again so that we can come together and brainstorm about the next best thing that we're going to do to honor Robert DeWitt Jackson. Now, as I talk to those who are from Indy and who had the chance to have Bob in their presence, and I didn't know Bob then when he was here in Indianapolis, but you had a chance to have him in your midst. Don't let them slip out of your hands again, because sometimes we wait till our entertainers have been dead for a long time, and then we try to remember them and honor them. It is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. And I don't call people dead. I say they've made their transition. Bob has made his transition. However, his spirit resides with us. And every time I pick up the CD and sing some of the songs that he helped to create and to design, we also had a trainer that worked with us. And that trainer worked very closely with Bob to help arrange the songs. And we had a lot of our work glass mastered, meaning they were recorded over again and the actual tempo and style was slightly changed. Now, Bob encouraged me in so many ways to go on and to perfect my own gifts of poetry writing. So I went on to perfect my poetry, and I had an opportunity to host a Mother's Day special at the Party radio station in Germany and to recite my poetry to women all over the globe. So I became an international poet at that time, and it opened up opportunities for my work to be known all over in Germany. And some of those particular poems were noted, and they were put in anthologies. And right now, as I speak, I had my debut where I could actually pass out my demos and do a performance at another local facility there and sign autographs and sign my photographs as well. He helped me to become an individual instant star as a poet, as a noted writer and poet. So one of the things I like to say to Bob's family is thank you for giving us Bob, and thank you for allowing him to speak into the lives of many men and women who he had changed their lives. And to know that a man of this dignity and honor, you didn't have to pound his door down for your royalties. He was very organized. He found you and gave you your royalties when you didn't even know you were scheduled to get paid again. When we did the dedication of Princess Diana, it was like being on bandstand. We had a chance to spend time with Joan Faulkner, who is a noted jazz singer and blues singer over in Germany. As a matter of fact, I spent the whole afternoon with her during lunch. She is from Gary, Indiana, and she decided to partner with Bob Jackson and the Jackson Singers to do the dedication, The Candle in the Wind, to our dear sister who made her transition, Princess Diana. And you can see that particular cut. It is still online, and those people that were gospel singers who were sitting in the background, who were standing in the background, those people were us. And we walked across the stage that day. Now, what happened to our royalties after we left the country? And I'll tell you that they were given to a noteworthy person, because if you were no longer overseas and you didn't participate and stay overseas, you could not receive the royalties. So some of those particular men and women who were with the military, they were at a disadvantage, because eventually they got sent to other bases and they were no longer with the group, and then he had to recruit others to be a part of the group. So the group kept changing. It was an expanding group, forever more changing, and the faces changed in that group, which really made it interesting for Bob to work with all sorts of interesting people. Now, I honor Bob because of the fact that he had a family-oriented background. Even though he didn't have any children, his wife and him represented family to us. And they were oftentimes inviting us to events and those backstage opportunities to connect with other singers and to be able to appear on other shows and do backup singing. So he was always getting us additional gigs to do weddings and bar mitzvahs. So we had to keep ourselves together. We had our own stylist and makeup artist and our clothing director. So we were big time. I mean, we really were big time. And that is one of the reasons why I decided to put my website up, because I know that if you can make it in Germany and your name becomes known there, you could come back to this humble stateside and do some things to keep yourself busy, not necessarily on stages for great performances, because we were on stages in different parts of the country, and we were booked up, so booked up that we didn't have time to do any type of local event. But one of the things I have done is created a website with some of the work on it that I have done, especially with my poetry, and you're going to be hearing more from my music. Hopefully, if I can get those writers to help me to create the background tracks, I'd like to set some of my poetry to music. And one of them I have, and it is a hit, and that poem goes something like this. I'll be brief. I'll be short. I won't hold you up like some jury court. I'll get straight to the point. And in no time, I'll have you up and out of this joint. I'll hurry. So you don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the floor, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who didn't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it. And if I hope I haven't taken up too much of your time, my friend. And basically, that poem was set to music. And it was a rather short poem, but I used that as my intro, and some of you may have heard it. I haven't had a lot of time to dedicate to the poetry writing and the music because I was working previously. Now that I am retired, I've promised to dedicate more time and attention to the writing of my poetry and setting it to music. I do folklore storytelling, and that's my first love. And as a professional folklore storyteller, I have a series called The One-Woman Show of Moses, being channeled through Harriet Tubman. And you can go out on Blog Talk and hear some of that particular storytelling in folklore. I did have a chance to travel with one of the most outstanding folklore and storytellers who traveled around the globe. But he traveled with me during the time I did workshops, and he did storytelling. So I got a chance to be mentored by one of the best. And his name is Teju Olaboni. And most of you know of his work, and he's featured throughout Black History Month. And it's very hard to get him to appear to some of the schools. He did appear at one of the schools in Gary, Indiana, on behalf of Bethune Early Learning Center, and he presented there to the children where I worked at. So a lot of times you have to divide your time up. If you're a gospel singer, you have to find out if you're a storyteller. And if you are, you have to lend your service to that. You're not just a songstress all the time. There are some people that were in our group that were also actors and actresses, and they performed on stage. I've only had one opportunity to perform on stage at a local tour group out of Chicago, and I played a role of Big Mama, and I sang in that particular rendition. What I hope to do with the remaining portion of my life is to be able to be involved more in communal activities for poetry slams, as well as spoken word and one-woman shows. And that's what I'm really focusing on more so than anything is the one-woman show. And the reason why I say that is because as a history teacher, I could actually add from my prior history knowledge and create the environment. So it's a lot easier for me to act on stage because being a teacher, you are always on stage acting. So I'd like to say that I want to see more of those one-woman shows. I did a cattle call for those one-woman shows, and we are now in the process of creating a brand new genre called Creole Gospel Reggae, which is a combination of Creole and reggae as well as gospel. And let me give you an example of how that would be. Basically, we did a lot of this mixing of genres while overseas on the banks and the shores of Germany. We set out late at night on the shores where the waters were, and we compiled our various different genres together to create this new soothing tone of Creole gospel reggae. Now, where does the Creole come from? The Creole has a harmonica and the sort of music that sounds a lot like the music you would hear in Louisiana, because most of the Creoles were from there, the Geechies. And then you also have the gospel, the traditional gospel, not the classical gospel or the new gospel for some of the hip hoppers, but traditional gospel. And mixing that with our reggae gave it sort of like a upbeat sound. So we were able to bring the harmonica in and to add that to it. And I'm trying to think of one of the styles of the song to try to give you an idea of how we were able to put that. Okay, let's see. It was Joshua. No, okay, how it goes. Give him the victory, the Lion of Judah. Oh, he shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah, oh, he shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah, oh, he shall break every chain. Why don't you give him the victory, oh, oh, again and again? The Lion of Judah, oh, he shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah, oh, He shall break every chain. Why don't you give him the victory? Oh, again and again, the Lion of Judah. Oh, he shall break every chain. The Lion of Judah, he shall break every chain. Why don't you give him the victory, oh Lord, oh again and again. Now that was just one of the songs that Susu Bilibi out of Germany, an African group, worked with us on. And I'm calling out Susu Bilibi because they were the ones, the Africans who wanted to mix with the African Americans to come up with a soulful gospel tune, because they played specifically African music and they wanted to blend with their brothers and sisters from Africa. Now, I will say this, Bob was all for creating new genres and being able to take this music to another level. Now, some of us had the opportunity of being in Bob's presence, but when we did a jam session, boy, did we do a jam session. And in Germany, there were quite a bit of music studios where you could perform and do your jam sessions. Music was a big thing. It became church for the Germans. So they were always asking us to perform. It allowed them to experience a soulful movement like church. And because their churches were shut down on Sundays, we had the opportunity of performing in their churches. Now, one of the songs that I did for my audition for the Jackson Singers was rearranged by one of the African Americans here in Indiana. And that song was Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. When I looked over into Jordan, and what did I see? Lord, it was a band of angels coming up after me, coming for to carry me home. Why don't you swing low chariot, stop and let me ride? Swing low chariot, stop and let me ride. I've got home, yes, I've got home, I've got home over on the other side. That was a song that got me into the Jackson Singers, and I did that as my rendition and was told that we want you in the group. However, I have been singing for many years as a young girl with my 10 sisters, and we sang all over Gary, Indiana. And we were so convinced that it was our responsibility to bring music to the community, that we did it for free. We didn't know you could be paid for it. So I was rather astonished when I went abroad and was able to be paid for singing. So it would have been to our benefit to stay as a group and to periodically sing, because when families sing together, they're blending and vocal cords blend so well together. So music's been a part of my life for many, many years. My brother sang often and cut a record. My uncle was a storyteller and sang frequently on street corners and was known as the Red Rooster. My aunt sang to me as a child and helped me to hold a note and to be able to be excited about singing. They brought the Creole to me and taught me about the harmonica and the benefit of incorporating the harmonica in music. So I do own a harmonica, but I am a percussionist. I am a drumist with the djembe drum, and that is the only instrument that I play now, even though I started out playing the clarinet. I moved away from that into the percussion, and I own two djembe drums at one time. And I found that the drumming was something close to my heart. Now, we're talking about Bob DeWolf Jackson, and we want to do something more for him and honoring his family as well by bringing his family out to be a part of reinventing or recreating the work that Bob did overseas in Germany. Now, this particular program is just the beginning. It is not something with a one stop. We are going to expound upon this gathering for Bob DeWolf Jackson. He meant so much to so many people. And he expired without me knowing it, and he was buried and gone before I found out, even though I know it would have been very difficult to get back overseas. I did mourn his death because he was family to us, and he'll always be family to us. And when I speak of Robert DeWolf to my sons, they have a very, very warm spot in their heart for him, because as they were growing up as boys, he was like grandpa to them. And they value what he had to say and his commitment in mentoring them. Now, Bob taught me a lot about history, and he was a proud Black man, and he loved his history and what it stood for. And he oftentimes came to the mess hall just so he could lecture to us on Soul Food Day. We all dressed up, and in honor of Soul Food Day, we went in with our best Sunday best on, and we went in to, you know, to troubleshoot or to talk and brainstorm about the black person's condition and state. Even though he was living in the midst of Europeans, he always was mindful of the struggle for the black African American. So in honor of Black History Month, I know that our February has slipped away, and because of the other commitments, we wanted to come back and do this because we said we were going to do it, and we wanted to honor Bob and his family, his dear wife. We wanted to honor her as well. Now, because I know he has family here and in Indianapolis, our next step is to explore where they are. I know that one of them is on my Facebook. However, I don't know how many of them are still in existence. But we will begin to start to do a little ancestry research to find out who is still here in the city of Indianapolis. Honored man in the military, and Bob oftentimes was involved with the military affair. But as he became an instructor, I guess it gave him more time to honor his craft of music. He took certain songs and changed them around. He was a pianist. He played the piano and he arranged the songs, and he actually changed the arrangements on so many songs, they became our own songs. And one of the songs that I used to sing was This Little Light of Mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All of God's children got a light. You see, they ought to let it shine. Oh, all of God's children got a light. They ought to let it shine. All of God's children got light. They ought to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Well, I hide it on the bucket, no. You see, I'm gonna let it shine. Will I hide it on the bucket? No. You see, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it on the bucket? No. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I said, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. And every now and then, when we were out on the stage, there were babies there at our performance, and a lot of hugging went on, and a lot of requests for This Little Light of Mine was requested. So I came on to the group a little bit late, and nevertheless, Bob made a place for me and a home for me in that group, and I felt welcome. And I'd like to welcome Bob's spirit today and honor his spirit. Even in his absence, I call forth his spirit and honor his spirit today. And Bob was a clever, clever individual, and one that can outsmart most men. And in his Gemini ways, he was very eager about life, and he had a young spirit. And we honor that spirit today. We acknowledge that spirit. And those of you who are on Facebook, that are on my Facebook fan, go and look up Robert DeWitt Jackson. That is Bob's heir and one of his family members. And greet him with the right hand of fellowship and acknowledge him for his uncle being so outstanding. Give him the upliftment he needs. so that he can go on and create legacies on behalf of Bob DeWolf Jackson. Bob DeWolf Jackson was eager to learn and to meet new and young people. He was concerned about their plight. He was out in the struggle for them. He also was a spokesperson and an advocate for the youth to make sure that they were treated right. So one thing I knew, when you were in a fight and a struggle, all you had to do was tell Bob. And he then became your best advocate, and he advocated for people. And today we advocate for Bob DeWolf Jackson out of Indianapolis, Indiana, by way of Frankfurt, Germany. Bob, your spirit is permeating all over the diaspora, and the people in Germany still know your name. And as we call your name today, you will never be forgotten, and you will always be remembered. And we must remember that it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. And today, as we give honor to Bob, we like to pour libation on behalf of Bob DeWolf Jackson. I pour libation to my mentor's name, as I call on Oluduamare Ray as the first head of my life. I pour libation. I pour libation to my mother's spirit, Clara Jenkins. I pour libation to Robert Jenkins. I pour libation to Robert DeWolf Jackson. And I call his name, and may his spirit evermore be permeating, and may he be in the midst of wherever music is and the sound of the notes. May he be in the makings, and may he stay with us for a while, and may he sit and sup with us and tell another story and philosophize with us. May he always be at the table with us. May we visualize him there at the table and him negotiating on our behalf, no matter what manager we may ascertain. May Bob be there at the head of the management table, managing and advocating on our behalf in the music industry. And we call forth all those musicians that had Bob's hand in their life. And even if they have crossed the transition of the miry clay and made their transition, we call them back to be mindful to call Bob DeWolf Jackson's name and to be able to acknowledge the work he did in this society. And as his nephew inquired about doing a show for Bob or acknowledging Bob's work, let him know that we, the determined ones, are here waiting just for his suggestions. And just say the word, and we are there to help you, dear brother, with whatever work we could do to acknowledge Bob and all that he has been to us and our families. We want the world to know that Bob went as far as 9 hours across the water to make a difference in many different races' life. And that, too, is in the life of the African, to bring the African across the diaspora with the African American to unite, to make music, and to spend time fellowshipping with the Russians and with the Germans and with the Jews. We thank Bob DeWolf Jackson that he gave us a desire for literacy, for languages, and the spoken word. And we thank Bob that he has not been forgotten, that he left his namesake back here in his nephew. And we pray that he will come together with us to bring about fellowship and to bring about joyful celebrations in honor of Bob DeWolf Jackson today. Now, we thank you that you are listening to our show, but we also would like for you to call in. We'd like for you to call in and give your opinion and say something on behalf of Bob DeWolf Jackson. To light up under 646-478-0270. You can call in. Our phone lines are open as we go to reparation.
S-U-O-R. reparation. You owe me, homie.
Yes, you owe
reparation.
You owe,
and you gon' pay.
You owe us back.
Give it here, give it here.
Yeah.
Gon' pay.
Give it up.
You owe us back.
Give it here, give it here.
Yeah.
Gon' pay. Give it up.
I'm a lover and a fighter. Looks like an all-nighter. We can rumble. Call me queen of the jungle. I'm worse than Storm. A cat woman. You can call me Lil' Head, Lil' Harry, and Tubman. They say you better bury. I ain't burying nothing. We want reparations. You gon' give up something. So make preparations, cause I ain't leaving here with nothing. No, I can't take you with me, but I can leave it for my turn. Just like you did yours when you burst across the shores. When you took it from my land. So we can build yours, but then you stole that too. They say Messiah, you started trouble. They want me to hold back too. But take a look at our history. Let's go back through. Take a moment. To listen to me, I don't know about you, but I can't forget what it did to me and the original crew. They got our peeps in the penitentiary, they targeting our youth. We better wake up or eventually we're gonna be through. Isn't there a statute of limitations? Must we still be expected to pay reparations? Look at you, you're like Lazarus begging for our crumbs. You're getting hazardous, standing out there with your thumb begging for a ride. If that ain't the pot, calling the kettle black. We ain't gonna stop till we settle that. We got the block on lock, we taking our people back.
That's right. We're taking our people back, and we got back on lock. Those of you who are songstress and solo artists and instrumentalists, you ought to be lighting up this phone light about now, because we're talking about an outstanding man whose spirit still rang. Still his spirit rang. Would not your hearts burn had you seen him performing to the dedication of a Princess Diana? And during that time, he was in his high glory, and so were we as we perform on the stage with our sister. And this was a sight to see, ladies and gentlemen, as we performed on stage with Jennifer and LaBouche. We were a sight to see with the backup group bringing up the rear, and that was us gospel, soulful gospel men and women. We had our tambourines, and we had our musical instrument, and we brought up the rear when we did Candle in the Wind. And you can find that video out online on YouTube. Just look up Candle in the Wind with the Jackson Singers backing up LaBouche and Joan Faulkner. Joan Faulkner is from Gary, Indiana. She's a household name out there in Germany, Indiana. We had a chance to perform. Bob made sure that she could connect with me, being that she was from Gary, Indiana, and I had a chance to spend the whole afternoon with Joan Faulkner, a homegirl sister right here from Gary, Indiana. Now, you see what God can do for you? He can take you abroad and make you a star. She's still a household name in her late 60s. She is still performing and well known there. And I'm telling some of you, you got to broaden your horizon. You got to go from the stateside to going abroad and getting your music heard abroad, overseas, because gospel songs and singers are well received right there. Excuse me, in Europe. And I like to say that music can become a part of your life and it can pay you well. We're talking about bringing groups of people together who sing different genres. And we're asking us to those people to help us blend that music together to create a new soulful sound. And as I gave you that one song, that The Lion of Judah, you can go out and you can hear Lauryn Hill does that song as well. Now, I want you to know that there are a lot of gospel songs that you can take and make them soulful. And if you are one of those artists out there that like to create and like to get your music known, and you are a writer and you're doing some things with your writing, I'm asking you to call in this evening. 646-478-0270. And you can go check my website out, Montu Enterprises.com. And on that website, we have some of our highlight feature shows throughout the 7 years I've been online. And you can listen to those and download them on your webpage. Now, I will be having some of my poetry books out there and various different cuts from the classical 36 Glassmaster. And during the time that particular book was written over in Germany and dedicated to all the women of Germany during Mother's Day. Now, so you'll be able to start that website, and we have the tools for the African priestess and priest. So there are tools that you can purchase there, the books, the material, and we're working on that website as I speak to upload all of those images so that you can make those purchases. One of our focuses is looking at oracle reading. So we want those priests and priests to know that they can exercise coming to our website, purchasing some of those tools that they need in their practice and their daily practice. And for those devotees, you can also utilize those tools that are there as well. Devotees are busy praying, learning the prayers, learning all of the Orishas, Obatala, Shango, Alegba, Ishun, Alegba, and Yamanye. As you learn these Orisha, you learn what their specialty is, their colors, their foods, and you can be a devotee of the Orishas, where you take care of the Orishas and keep their pots clean and service them. They are not many gods, and we do not recognize and worship two gods. They are the demigods that represent the expression and the essence of God. And God is many faces, and these are Orishas that express those faces. And we have Obatala. He is the father of all the Orishas, the one in the white. You can also honor him and pay homage to him. And he is the one that is all-knowing with all power, because Obatala also assisted God, and he was at the right hand of God who shaped and molded Obatala in the fact that the African story is a little bit different. We are very much into spirit, and we need to create temples that where the spirit can rest, rule, and abide. And we need to be more inclined to create these temples online so that we can house our spirit and we can continue to do the work of our ancestors. And we cannot forget that Black history is not just 1 month. Our ancestors' work must go on. Bob would have wanted our work to continue on and not to just let it stop after February the 28th. I specifically waited to the 1st of March to do this because I didn't want to end up February 28th by saying that's the end of it. No, this is the beginning. This is a month that we acknowledge women and their outstanding things that they're doing. So in honor of Bob DeWolf Jackson, I'd like to also honor one of our dear sisters from Gary, Indiana, Joan Faulkner, of the great work that she did and how Bob found her and connected her with other people from the state of Indiana and made sure that she knew she had a friend there. And it's very, very easy to make friends in Europe because they try to connect the people together who came from the same hometown. Now, Michael Jackson did exuberant things beyond the call of what your artists do. And God made a genius out of him. And I put Bob DeWolf Jackson in that category too. He was something like a genius or other. And he should be acknowledged for it. And that's why we're giving him his own spotlight here tonight. And for those of you who are listening, especially his relatives, I want you to know that Bob was really dearly loved by a lot of people, just like family. We come together and have our meals together, go out together. We go into the interviews together. We did so much together that he was that extended family away from home. So I'm featuring him tonight as my brother and as my example and mentor, and who also took my young boys up under his tutelage and put manhood in them and inspired them. He and his wife both were childless, but it never was a time that my children felt out of place. He always made them feel welcome and a part of the family. And I like to say that Bob DeWitt Jackson's nephew that's out there, the music is in you too, because I don't think you would be carrying that name and not have any music in you. Please get a hold of me. I will reach out to you on Facebook, and I will network with you and say, let's put our heads together so we can come up with that outstanding opportunity of bringing all musicians and artists together to do something real special for Bob. Bob, I know you're listening to us. I know you're right here in the midst of us, and you're probably philosophizing about something right about now. But it's going to be an uphill journey when it comes to getting people to come out of their comfort zone. Most people want to do everything on their own. They don't believe in doing large conglomerate programs in a universal way or in a communal way. But Africans are communal people, and we must learn to make our brother's problem our own. And we must take our music to another level, like Nina Simone did. She made the music the movement. She made the music a root celebration to bring people out of their safe zones and to lift up people who were loading us up hard. She made their folk music a fight song so that they can fight Mississippi and Arkansas, who made her lose her rest, and Mississippi, who was such a mess. She made those her war songs. She made those her spiritual warfare. And I want this new genre to be a spiritual warfare so that it will fight for us as we unite and come together and put these root songs together, that these will be our glamorous knight in armor songs that we put on when we put on the full armor of God. And when we go out in the battlefield, we don't have to march anymore. We can have sit-ins and go in our house and pass the peace pipe and come together in the spirit. And we don't have to beat the streets and tear up and burn up the streets and burn up the stores and our communities. We can do it in a more subtle way. Now, music is supposed to change people. And that's what the music of Nina Simone's did. It changed the face of the earth. It even made some of the people think about their evil and wicked ways and made them become shame. And that's what music is supposed to do. It's supposed to touch the heart and the deepest part of our soul, which cannot be reached through just talking. The music vibration and frequency changes all of that. So let's keep our vibes high, and let's make sure that our nice ether is picking up on what's in the atmosphere. This is the spirit of Aquarius. This is the age of Aquarius. We must bring the brotherhood and the love into what we're singing and begin to put the love back in what we're singing and make a difference in the community and know that we have changed that frequency. So as we send out over the waters today, we send out the frequency of love. Bob would have wanted us to send this frequency out so that we could love our brothers and sisters, no matter what their creed or the content of their character or their race is, that you don't have any choice in the matter, that if we come out demanding that this atmosphere changes, then it will change. No matter who wants to bring their broken spirit in and their contrite spirit, then we can overtake the world with love. Love is a weapon and is more powerful than hate. It takes more energy to hate than it does to love. And Bob taught me one thing, and that was to love and to be patient and fair with other people. And he also taught me that music will change the universe. He believed that with all his heart and soul. Music was his weapon and his way of fighting through racism. He was interracially married, and I know he met with a lot of opposition, and he always told them of the nature of the Negro and the character of the Negro and the great accomplishments we had. So he had to be ready to be able to give the reason for his hope in African Americans, and he knew his history, so he could regurgitate that information readily whenever he came up against an opposition of racism. And he also taught me that it's better to teach a person that is ignorant about your race than to let them go on in their ignorance. So I do believe that we've made a difference here today. I believe out in the atmosphere, we have called forth those spirits across the water, those spirits who are still in the miry clay. I think we have made a difference in touching some of those people out there that are artists and who don't know that they've been called on this mission to work with their brothers and sisters in the effort to create new genres. And it's going to be an uphill journey. It's gonna be a long, long time. It's gonna be some tough time and lonely nights. Still, I'm ready to carry on. So glad that the worst is over. See, now I can fly free now. Oh, my. In front of me, yet I'm almost free. Yes, I'm almost free. You see anything and everything that you do, you can't deny the truth. See, I'm the living truth. So many girls have tried, but they just didn't make it through. But look at me, yeah, I'm the living proof. Yes, I am. You know I am. I'm the living proof. Yes, if a young girl from Gary, Indiana, can make it out into the land of prosperity where music and artists are born every day, then you too can make it out and make the difference. Why don't you make the difference? Pursue your singing and your music. Connect with us in the effort to bring about music across the land as we take the new website and we dedicate the new website under our Institute for this effort to bring music into being. This website was created for you and for me. And for those that want to stay Africans, the question is today, to be or not to be African. That is the only question. And that African website was created for those drummers out there to hear the sound of the drumming. And for those of you who have missed a lot of my shows over the 7 years, some of our highlighted features will be on that webpage and our store, along with our Tools for African. And we're called, our store is African Apparels and Beyond, meaning that we have African cloth that we're going to be actually connecting you with, as well as the tools for the African priest and priestess. And you will be able to find the poetry there and also the buying books as well. So that store was in the making for a while, and you can go out there and see what our next feature show will be and what we've been doing, and follow with and keep in contact with us and be one of our fans. It is a musician, for a website for musicians and artists. And we'll probably be having some workshops and webinars, but we don't have that in the making just yet. And I did post on Facebook, the website, but you can go up and look up Montu Enterprises oracles.com, and you can pull up that website. Now, I like to say to the family of Bob DeWolf Jackson here in Indianapolis, please do contact me. You can find me under omiyinka1@gmail.com. Please do contact me and also look me up under Blog Talk Radio Station blogtalkradiostation.com/OmiInka7 and connect with me and be involved in that next number when we come together to pull these various talented people together to create that new genre. And we're about to go off the air here, and I don't see the phone lines lighting up, and I'd like to know where everybody is. And for some reason, they are vacating the topic and the subject. If you've got anybody here, those phone lines are 646-478-0270. We're talking about Bob DeWolf Jackson, ladies and gentlemen. We're lifting him up in honor of the outstanding performances he did throughout Germany and the recruitment of the African Americans that he made sure that he involved in his group called the Soulful Jackson Singers, as well as working with those candidates from across the river and abroad in Africa. His group was a multiplicity of many different racial people. He even had non-Melanite people in the group as well, playing on the drums. So he did not despise small beginnings. He oftentimes wanted to bring all races together. And I like to say for the record, Bob DeWolf Jackson was my mentor, my manager, and my friend, and a family member to us. And I want you to greet Bob DeWolf Jackson's spirit in honor of us creating and hallowing out this particular time. We plan to do more things in his name's sake. And his nephew is right here in Indianapolis, Indiana. We say hello to him, and we say that we want him to connect with us so that we can begin to create those new genres. And on behalf of his nephew, who is on my Facebook, I invite you to be more than just a friend. I invite you to be a part of what we're doing. And I want to say to you, thank you so much, and it's time that we make change. Good evening.
Real.
The time is right.
Raise up, raise up, raise up.
of the 5%. The spiritually inclined, 85% of the deaf, dumb, and blind. The other 10% of the rich, sick minds. Remember Moses and Pharaoh, keep your eye on the sparrow. And don't never be timid, cause God is here to crush the wicked. Stand down and get with it. Abandon your position, you no longer in authority. You become the minority, man. Today we the priority. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So let this be a lesson, man. Your ignorance is a weapon. It's because of your corruption that you headed for destruction. Stop believing in a true God and how he exists. Who's God? Shouldn't be a session you've missed. You don't know? That's the archaeologist. He know who his daddy is. He's in this land. Submit if you wanna be happy. Well, in this rhyme I spit, you find out who's your daddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you so very much for being a part of our discussion. And we'd like to say to you that we are in the process of getting things together. And we'd like for you to join us in our next episode. Now, to those of you who have been listening to our show, we are going to invite you back to be a part of our jam session. Now, as I said, we're going to invite you back to be a part of our jam session, and that's going to be in another week. We'll probably have another open forum, but we are going to gather some of Bob DeWitt's family and try to have them on the show. And get his nephew out here and get him visible so that you can see that apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And I want you to know that this is the beginning of our effort to create our new genre. If you have any ideas about what you can contribute for our new genre, and most of this is going to be discussions that we have either on Blog Talk or Talk Show, and primarily on Blog Talk right now. However, I do want to have some hosts come out and join me and to co-host the show. We will have our chat rooms open in our next feature, and I'm going to invite two or three hosts to work with me so we have various different perspectives and we can get this music thing going. So, we'd like to honor each and every one of you by saying, keep your heads up. Black History Month is not over, even though it ended yesterday. It's just beginning here for the month of March. We're going to keep hope alive, keep hope alive. And we're going to make sure we honor the women this month, and girls are still rising. We've been talking about those girls coming into the engineering profession. And on my last show, I talked about young girls that are rising who would like to be a part of the engineering camps over the summer. Young girls would like to be able to get their feet wet and learn a little bit about the 3D printer and using the soldering machines, as well as building robots, and also reconnecting the hardware of a computer and the software. Those are some of the things that we're going to be doing in our Timbuktu school. For the youth, we have the Buddy School, and the Timbuktu has been created for adults and adult education, but we have a Buddy School that deals with our engineering STEMS program, and we talked about girls who are rising who we would encourage to be a part of that. And mothers, don't delay. Start looking for those STEM programs as I speak now, to enroll your students and let them be the first in line for those programs that are online webinars. And I can't begin to tell you exactly what's going to happen with our partnering and the online program, but I know we're working on something. And if we don't have our programs ready for you right away, you definitely can go online and find programs at your local universities where they offer the engineering prep program so that those young people can be exposed to engineering. And if they are interested in getting in school programs, some of the schools don't have engineering programs. Try to find the schools that have the after school program and enroll in there. So we are going to be doing something for the month of March for women, acknowledging women that are in the field of engineering. And still I say, girls are rising in the field of the STEMS program, science, technology, engineering, and math. So I say, keep your heads up and up your mighty race. You can accomplish what you will. Black History Month, it ain't over, it ain't over, it ain't over. It's just beginning. So for those who think we're going to shut down the process and we are not going to speak of Black history anymore, they have to realize that we're just coming to our own. And we will keep hope alive by keep talking about the accomplishments of our forefathers and what we could possibly do for ourselves. It's not what you can do for others. It is what you can do for yourself. So keep hope alive and up your mighty race. You can accomplish what you will. We will get reparations someday.
You owe reparations.
You owe me, homie.
You owe reparations.
You owe, and you gon' pay.
You owe us back.
Give it here, give it here.
Yeah. Gon' pay, give it up. You owe us back.
Give it here, give it here.
Yeah. Gon' pay, give it up.
I'm a lover and a fighter, looks like an all-nighter. We can rumble, call me queen of the jungle. I'm worse than storm, a cat woman. You can call me Lord Harry, Lord Harry, you dub me. They say you better bury, I ain't burying nothing. We want reparations, you gon' give up something. So make preparations, cause I ain't leaving here with nothing. No, I can't take you with me, but I can leave it for my turn. Just like you did yours when you burst across the shores, when you took it from my land. So we can build yours, but then you stole that too. They said Messiah, you started in trouble, they want me to hold back too. But take a look at our history, let's go back through. Take a moment to listen to me, I don't know about you, but I can't forget what it did to me and the original crew. They got our peeps in the penitentiary, they targeting our youth. We better wake up and revisit.